The globalists have said in their white papers, in their own UN documents, that they want to create race-specific bioweapons and other systems to depopulate the planet. A lot of this, from my sources, is that they're preparing to release bioweapons, claim that they're naturally occurring, and then use that as the cover for civil emergency, societal control, crackdowns on free speech. Obama put the internet kill switch in 5 years ago, and when he got confronted by it by Congress, he said, well, it's in case the bird flu or SARS gets out, and they have to control panic and direct every website in the U.S. to one government announcement. And we looked at every angle and believe a bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government. Mike Adams and I were on air saying if they have these lockdowns for more than just a few months and around the world, it's still ongoing in some areas because the IMF and World Bank controls these third world countries in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. And they say, if you want the money, you've got to lock people down and say they're not essential.
Say again.
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes. If every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic. That's all.
So it's a short-term thing that these leaders get to enslave their own people, and it puts the UN in charge and in control. Now the UN is trying to get a treaty passed where they have control of all pandemic responses now. So we're going into world government. We're going into the new world order right now. And so this is just mathematics. If you cut off the fertilizer, if you cut off the oil and the natural gas, if you lock people down around the world, it's going to cause a collapse. And so there's no doubt we're in a collapse. There's no doubt we're in inflation and hyperinflation. The question is, how bad will it get in different sectors of the world, and what's coming here, and how do we get ready?
And these supply chain breakdowns are also going to permanently destroy literally hundreds of thousands of small businesses across America. I interviewed a business owner just the other day asking about these questions. He is able to adapt and barely able to get supplies and keep his business operating. But a lot of businesses, once they hit 1 month where they can't get supplies, just 1 month, many of these businesses will have to liquidate. So they will sell off the equipment, they will lose the employees, and they lose the knowledge base of how to make things. It's important for people to understand that what has already been set into motion, including the economic sanctions against Russia by Western nations, this will spell really inflation doom for the next 1 to 2 years, affecting the food supply, energy supply, and of course many other things. And then, I know you want to bring this in, but the Shanghai lockdowns in China, which I believe are contrived in order to punish the West, that's also going to worsen the supply chain disruptions and make it almost impossible for American companies to get supplies or to even build homes, to acquire resins or electronic parts. I mean, Taiwan companies that operate in China have had to shut down their factories. So they can't even ship out of Taiwan now because they can't get their stuff out of China. China is trying to punish the West. They're trying to break the economies of the United States and Western Europe, and they're willing to lock down and really murder their own people in order to achieve that. Remember that the Shanghai lockdowns are not only affecting the port operations there, they're affecting domestic trucking, which means that the supply chain to the factories in Shanghai is also now completely broken. You can't even get a supply truck from somewhere else in China to come into Shanghai to supply a factory there. So this also means that you can't get containers for international shipping, even in other countries such as Taiwan and Japan and South Korea, which have their own exports, but they're having a very difficult time getting containers because they're all log jammed in Shanghai.
You've got Biden with 20-something approval ratings. 94% of folks blame him for inflation. So it looks like the libtards are finally starting to get it, but is it too little too late?
Well, I think it is, because the other thing that's going to be set off by this is a massive wave of starving migrants from South America, and they're going to be coming across the border because of what Biden is doing to open up the border. And as the food inflation and fuel inflation worsens, these people are going to suffer collapse in their own nations in Central and South America, and they're going to be streaming into North America. So if people thought the situation was bad right now in terms of illegal immigration and a migrant invasion, it's going to get far, far worse. So we're really looking at a global collapse of the ability of people to buy food and fuel.
And if the public isn't smart enough to get that, they better wake up fast or they're dead. Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Easter 2022. I want to thank the great crew for being here tonight. I want to thank all the amazing listeners and viewers for spending this very important Christian holiday with us when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It is Sunday, April 17th. The year is 2022. We'll be here tonight for the next 4 hours. You got 2 hours of Alex Jones, and then coming up, Owen Schroyer with the vaunted Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, ahead of all the weekday shows as well here on the InfoWars pro-human, pro-liberty network. Well, we have a lot of big economic news on the hyperinflation and just how bad it's going to get. We have a lot of big developments in the ongoing Ukraine-NATO-Russia proxy war and the sinking of the battleship and the Russians threatening tactical weapons, nuclear weapons, the West threatening the use of tactical nuclear weapons. We also have a federal court admitting that Biden ordered last year alone the release of 756,000 illegal aliens who'd broken the law and come to the U.S., and that's, they're estimating about 1 out of 10 that comes across the border they actually even catch and release. So the number is 10 times the Border Patrol predicts of the 756,000 number. So we're talking close to 8 million people. And that's what the Border Patrol told us just 3 or 4 months ago when we were down at the Texas border. They said, we believe that in fiscal year 2021, between 5 and 8 million illegal aliens actually got into the U.S. This is beyond unprecedented. We've got all of that. We have a lot of Elon Musk's Twitter censorship news, a lot of election news, so much here today. But let's plunge into Easter right now. And let's talk about this, because you have the globalist corporate interests that have seized control of the main Catholic Church, many of the Protestant churches. They're in control of the universities. They're in control of the banks. They're in control of most of the governments. And now you've got this Pope coming out, Pope Francis, his main Good Friday message: we are racist. We are racist. It's an InfoWars.com article. It links to the Vatican newspaper with his main message on Easter is that white people are bad and we should open our borders up, because the globalists are opening the borders, flooding us with third world populations they control to economically conquer us. It's not that the third world populations are bad necessarily. The point is that the globalists are conquering us, using this with, quote, replacement migration. And so here's the Pope saying, you are racist. The new woke religion of the West is do what we say, give up all your liberties, give up all your freedoms, or we're going to call you racist. That's all this is. And it's the same type of globalist message you see from Disney and Hollywood and the whole woke crowd. You compare what the Pope says to pedo-wood, and man, it is the same script, because who hijacked the Catholic Church? The same pedo cult, ladies and gentlemen. And here's another disgusting thing out of the New York Times. New York Times, for the Holy Week op-ed, let's kill God. It says, in this time of war, I propose we give up God. It says God is the fault of everything, and the Bible particularly, and Christians. Wow. Always, always an anti-Christian message. And then, of course, we've got this. The UK government officially is a
dehumanization cult. UK House Office, UK Home Office accused of compelling speech, ordering staff to put pronouns in email signatures. With the 56 different genders and the total brainwashing and control to end the family structure as we know it, which is the Tavistock Institute, London, England plan as well. And that ties into this that's really going viral right now. And it's on local news. It's not a joke. It's absolutely real. It's not just a parent now we're learning. These elementary schools are captured pedo facilities where they parade the children chanting and learning how to use sex toys when they're 5 years old without parental consent. I mean, serious pedophile stuff. If some pervert at a park walked over, tried to talk to your six-year-old daughter about a sex toy, you'd break their jaw, and the police would give you a medal for it. But if you're a pervert administering an elementary school, you are worshipped. Parent dressed as Easter Bunny hands out condoms at Texas Elementary School. New York Post, Four Star Telegram. Parent in bunny suit hands out condom-filled Easter eggs at Texas Elementary School. You ask why they do this? Because they are marking your children. They are dominating your children. They are letting them know that they are in charge. You're going to ruin their innocence forever. And that ties into this Zero Hedge article that's also on Infowars.com. Michigan school under fire. You can read it for yourself. After student leaks McCarthyist questionnaire about your parents' politics, do they own guns, everything about them for the leftist to put it into an Antifa database. That is coming up today as well. You know, did the Pope come out and speak out against Planned Parenthood? No. Or human-animal cloning? No. Or human smuggling and trafficking? No. Exclusive. After specializing in abortions and baby parts sales for decades, Planned Parenthood now raking in dollars, hundreds of millions a year, in transgender services. However they can, they're going to sterilize you. So that's just some of what we've got. The full Mark Dice video, my good friend Mark Dice, is on Infowars.com. But if you want to, you know, see the whole thing, it's there. But here's a few minutes if you go to break of the latest Mark Dice video, where the leftist woke mob in California, the majority of them, sign a petition to arrest people that read out of the Bible, which the left calls hate speech. You say, well, that's not coming here. It's already here. In Canada and in Europe and the UK, they arrest people that read pro-family passages out of the Bible. Here is part of the Mark Dice's report.
Just how far is the left censorship going to go? Will Americans sign a petition to ban the Bible? Let's find out.
Will you help us to ban the Bible?
To ban the Bible?
We're just trying to get rid of this hate speech just to help the New World Order. But Amazon is still selling it to a lot of people, and we're just trying to get them to stop that.
Why would I want to ban the Bible?
Well, you know, it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable. It's hurting a lot of people's feelings. Just print here and, yeah, print birth date and a signature. You know, the Bible hurts a lot of people's feelings, and it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable. And if we can get rid of it, you know, that'll really help with the New World Order.
And she signs.
A lot of people want to burn the existing ones, but maybe we can do that later.
Thank you.
Amazon has finally stopped selling a lot of racist and anti-Semitic books by people like former KKK leader David Duke. They were selling his autobiography for years. They finally stopped selling it, but they're still selling the Bible, so we're just trying to...
So I'm just signing to not have the Bible be sold on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good thing for humanity.
You know, if somebody already purchased one, you know, I mean, at least at this point, we're not going to confiscate them, maybe in the future, but we just don't want anybody else to be purchasing the copies.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good one. When you say hate speech, I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, the Bible has a lot of homophobia in there, and, you know, it says that the Jews conspired to have Jesus killed. It's an anti-Semitic trope, so we're just trying to get the Bible banned to help stop the hate speech. And
I'm on board with you there.
On board with us there. You know, I mean, for the people who have already bought one, I mean, at least at this point, we're not going to be confiscating them, maybe in the future, but we're just trying to get the new purchases stopped and just ban it from all the stores. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay tuned because there's more video to come, but real quick, subscribe to the channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis.
Will you help us to ban the Bible or just trying to stop the hate speech?
So what?
Well, Amazon's still selling the Bible. They stopped selling a lot of racist and anti-Semitic books in the last few years, but They're still selling the Bible, so.
Well, that's not hate.
Well, a lot of stuff in there that it hurts a lot of people's feelings. We're just pranking you, by the way. The Bible is the most sold book, so if we can get Amazon to stop selling that, we can help stop the hate speech. We're going to leave the Quran up there, though. We don't want to be Islamophobic, though. Help us to ban the Bible. We're trying to stop hate speech, but they're still selling. You don't have to be registered at all. This is just to send a Jeff Bezos to Amazon to get him to stop selling the Bible.
We're going to go to break and come back. It goes on for another 6 minutes, and almost everyone, at least 90%, wants to ban the Bible, and some arrest anyone that believes in it. So these are not tolerant people. These are dangerous authoritarian monsters who will sit there and smile if you and I were sent to death camps. In fact, they would with pleasure blow our brains out and rape our children. You know they will. They're perverts. We'll be right back.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalist social engineers always intended to push their COVID biomedical tyranny lockdowns until the populations rebelled. They would then use that as the pretext for permanent martial law and banning and arresting anybody that speaks out against their lies. But because of so many scientists and engineers and researchers and others coming public and whistleblowers, now their whole project is falling apart because the people are aware that it is a world government corporate takeover. And so it's pulling back the curtain now more than ever. The problem is some globalist-controlled areas are not going to give up on their takeover, like Canada, where they've now declared a civil emergency and martial law in Ontario, and other areas of the world are following suit, like Australia. So pray for these folks big time. This is a very serious situation. And stay tuned into InfoWars.com, because truth is absolutely paramount.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Times, ladies and gentlemen, every broadcast here could be our last. Every day we live in relative peace could be your last, because the world is being purposely destabilized by powerful corporate interests that are using it to consolidate world power. There have been a lot of really important breaking news stories and developments with the whole COVID-19 biomedical power grab of the last 26 months we've all been living under. And I want to get to some of those reports, but as we've been telling you for a long time, they always intend to bring the draconian lockdowns back, and China has done that in one of their key production cities of Shanghai, because the Chinese want to keep working, and the Chinese want to keep shipping, and they want to keep selling goods to America. But if they're locked down, well, then they're not going to be producing, and that's part of economic war with the United States. And new videos have emerged of what they're telling the Chinese when they're arresting them by the millions and taking them to giant re-education camps, is we're about to be at war with the United States. We've been ordered to do this. Follow your order. Only the CCP can save us now. Those are the quotes. And this is true economic warfare. Here's some of the headlines. Mysterious liver illness seen in kids in U.S. and Europe. And it's happening all over the world where people are taking the shots. They're having all sorts of liver problems. Well, that's what gene therapies do. That's ABC News. COVID-19, both the shot and the virus itself, linked to Alzheimer's-like brain changes, study finds. We'll get to that a little bit later, because it creates prions very similar to mad cow disease, or the prions that cause mad cow disease in the body. And I've had top scientists on before the shots even began, pointing out it would colonize your body with prions. That's coming up. World Health Organization chief promotes Bill Gates' book about the next pandemic, and Bill Gates directly pays him money, as well as over 100 other World Health Department leaders. But he's the head of the WHO itself, but other leaders of other nations' health systems. That's why Gates has been kicked out of more than 20 countries where they caught him buying off the National Health Service. Talk about a control freak. Talk about evil. But here's the report I want to get to. It's on InfoWars.com. I hope you'll share it. I hope you'll research it. I hope you understand that without you promoting the videos from Band.video and InfoWars.com, no one sees this, and people get hurt. But when the truth gets out, we win. But we're totally, massively censored in the digital systems other than InfoWars.com and our radio and TV affiliates, which are amazing. The only way we get outside of this audience so we can warn others is you. You are the emissaries. You are the ambassadors. You are the people that have to go forth and warn the world. You are the missionaries with truth. So it went live yesterday. That's 326,000 views. It needs 10 million views. It's on band.video. It's on InfoWars.com. Forced lockdowns are coming back to America. That's the plan. We have health chiefs here in Canada and Europe admitting it. This is their permanent martial law carbon tax plan. We're going to play this report in a moment. And then we're going to get into documents exposed U.S. biological experiments on Allied soldiers in Ukraine and Georgia. That's right. Our military and others are used as guinea pigs. Incredible information. And so much more. We also have chilling photos and video. Even the Wall Street Journal is reporting it. Inside a Shanghai mass quarantine center. No showers. Lights on 24/7. All an exercise in total and complete martial law. So what you see happening in China, whether it's the World Social Credit Score or the carbon taxes or the surveillance or the police state, the robots rolling around barking orders at people, that's now happening at Love Field in Texas. We have a report that our crew, Christy Lee and others, went and shot. We'll be airing as well coming up. today here on this special Easter broadcast. But I believe in humanity, and I believe if you know the truth and others know the truth, we can elect governors and legislatures and others that say no. And we can take our Congress back and say no and not be part of this technocracy, this corporate global government that wants to make you poor, to control you, to carry out depopulation of you. All right, we're going to go to break. After this important report, we're going to come back and drill into all this and the latest in Russia. Here's the report.
Social media from the CCP rarely ever makes its way into American pop culture. But in early 2020, they went viral with radical videos of forced quarantines and sealing people into their own dwellings with welding torches. Were Americans shown all this to make our own lockdowns seem less devastating? And if so, what are we to make of the new social media blitz coming out of Shanghai? People are being starved in their own homes. Their pets are being killed. And it's getting so hellish that suicide is seemingly an everyday part of life now in Shanghai. Just because things are feeling a bit more liberating in America doesn't mean the lockdowns are over. How in the hell are these Democrats gonna win an election without another lockdown? They're already setting up the narrative and have invested in new mobile testing machines. If you think Trump is somehow going to save you, even though he helped in the last lockdown and proudly gave birth to the deadly vaccines, he just sided with Dr. Oz.
The way I endorsed another person today, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz. Great guy, a good man, Harvard educated.
And Dr. Oz loves the CCP lockdown model.
And the Chinese numbers have dropped dramatically, which is fantastic news. And it's also valuable for us to understand why they were able to do that. If you look inside of Wuhan province, they had a catastrophe. But outside the province, which of course they quarantined in the largest movement of its nature ever, 60 million people blocked in that space. But the rest of the country was relatively spared. They didn't have the big spikes, the huge crises that Wuhan experienced, and it took the country to in a very different direction. We just have to copy what they did, take their blueprint and repeat it here in this country, and we started that aggressively over the last week.
In trauma-based mind control, the abuser alternates between abuse and comfort, which forms a bond with the victim, known in pop culture as Stockholm Syndrome. This might not work on you, but they are not doing it for you. They want the majority on their side when they start arresting people like you for forced vaccination and, of course, gun confiscation.
Well, China has a number of problems, two of which are that their complete lockdown, which was their approach, a strictest lockdown that you'd never be able to implement in the United States, although that prevents the spread of infection. And remember, early on, they were saying, and I think accurately, that they were doing better than almost anybody else. But lockdown has its consequences. You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
About 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got
brought in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking advantage of one of nature's most nutrient-dense ingredients, VasoBeats will be your new favorite InfoWars Life formula. Using only water and beetroot, VasoBeat is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. With concentrated beet extract, you can get the high levels of betaine, nitrates, and antioxidants you want to help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, blood vessels, and more. Don't overlook the power of beetroot. Get your naturally occurring potassium, folate, vitamin C, iron, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, and more. With one of nature's greatest treasures in VasoBeat from InfoWars Life today.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Please listen to me for the sake of your children. Please listen to me for the sake of civilization and all that's decent. Please listen to me for your immortal soul. We just aired a 3.5-minute special report by Greg Reese here on the Alex Jones Show last segment. Forced lockdowns are coming back to America. And I haven't seen a 3.5-minute, or to be technical, 3-minute, 36-second report that's more important. And, of course, he could have elaborated and shown U.S. officials saying the lockdowns are coming back, Canadian leaders, Australian, UK, EU, UN. And maybe that'll be part two of his report. But just as the sun came up this morning and will set this evening, they are planning all of this. And look, I don't think Trump's a bad person, but he definitely doesn't even know that this is a gene therapy and that it erases your immune system and that it doesn't even give you protection. And he's not going to admit he rolled this fraud out, so we should just move on at that point. But the big pharma outlets that are pushing all this and doing all this, they know damn well what they've done. And anybody that goes along with this globalist agenda is a fool. You can pretend you work for it. You can pretend you're part of the winning team. You can delude yourself that you're doing what's best for you and your family. But selling out to the system might have got you ahead the last 50 years. But now the country and the currency and the world is going down. And anybody signing on to the next phase of this is going against their own self-interest and their own self-preservation. I cannot stress that enough to you. Klaus Schwab, the UN, the globalists, they set China up as the model of high-tech police state authoritarian control, technocracy. And it is the model of where we are. And we have Fauci out saying lockdowns are good, wear masks forever, take 5 shots a year. It's a takeover. It's a depopulation takeover where the horror is so great they believe that your mind will invoke Stockholm Syndrome because facing the fact that you are in this much trouble is just too much for you to be able to handle. And, of course, Bill Gates is out telling us about the next deadly pandemic that's coming to you out of a laboratory. And it's on record from the CRISPR gene editing facilities in 5 countries, that virus is 5 viruses produced in a lab. And we have all the emails of Gates and Daszak and Fauci for a decade preparing it and readying it and releasing it. It's a chronic virus that creates prion crystal clusters in your body and continually attacks you until you finally die. Some people defeat the infection. It doesn't get purchased. It doesn't get a toehold. It doesn't get dug in. But when it gets dug into your brain or it gets dug into your body, there's a lot of literature and science coming out now what deals with it. High levels of vitamin D, high levels of vitamin C on a routine basis, intermittently taking ivermectin and a bunch of other things. And I'm working with a bunch of scientists to put out emergency reports very, very soon that list this so all of us can basically detox out of the COVID if you were penetrated by it and if it wasn't completely kicked out of your body, which the studies show most people it's there 1.5 years, 2 years later, colonizing the body. And again, the vaccine colonizes you with the same spike protein. It is so wild that they launched something this bold at us and completely broke the social compact, the social contract with everybody. So I want to come back and move into the Russia situation and Ukraine situation and how that ties the economy and the election and the rest of it. That's all coming up. Also, a special report that just dropped Friday. Skynet is here. Watch robots enforce authoritarian mask mandate at Dallas Airport. Our crew got that. It's powerful. Because I saw in the news they had these 7-foot robots giving orders, but nobody showed the robots. Well, we went and showed them. Because, you know, it's not hard to jump on an airplane, fly to Dallas. It's 30 minutes away via plane, about 4 hours via car. So we've got that for you, the latest Elon Musk news, and just a lot more that we're going to be hitting here coming up today on the economy, on the border, and so much more. But let me just throw this out. There's a lot of national news out there about InfoWars and whether or not we're going to declare bankruptcy. Well, I've told listeners that we've been investigating that, different types of bankruptcy, because I told you we're maxed out, and I don't want to lay off our employees, and I can't fight the Democratic Party and George Soros and all these folks, Bloomberg, that are financing these operations against us. So I have been looking at that. And it just shows that they've got moles inside everywhere, you know, and just if I'm even talking to people about it, then it's in Bloomberg and on ABC Nightly News and CNN right now. So, in fact, the incredible thing is none of this was even talked to the crew here. So basically people tapping our phones. And that shows you how they see shutting us down as the number one mission for what they're about to do to everybody. So we're a real canary in the coal mine when we go dark. People ask, how do I handle all the attacks, all the lies, all the red cords, all of it? And I'm very resigned because I'm on the same ship as you. My children are on the same ship as you, planet Earth. And I know I'm right about all this stuff. I knew about this stuff when I was a little kid. And I've grown up understanding it because I had some family that worked inside of it and told me what was going on. And you know what? They were right. My family was right. They were good people. And they thought they were fighting for America and later learned they weren't. But the issue is that we're in this together. And so people look at me in a lot of trouble and all the things that are happening and, you know, January 6th, people wanting to put me in jail and all that. That shows how sick America is, how on its deathbed it is, how much trouble we're all in as the border implodes, the dollar's devalued, the crime explodes and all that. And people that work for the system that pretend, in the media or the legal system or these judges or any of them that pretend they're on a winning team attacking me, they're attacking themselves. They're destroying their own social safety network. They're destroying their own chivalry and their own due process and throwing their birthright in the garbage can or in the fire. So I trust in Jesus Christ, and I trust in you, the listeners, and my family, and I really appreciate your support. But I will tell you, having enough funds to keep the crew employed and to keep fighting and to stand up against these folks is critical. They're pissed how much you've supported us, how far we've gone. They're trying to get through me to get to you. So I'm serious. Many times we've been in the red, and I've said, please help me. You take us in the black. But God always keeps me right there at that point to keep me humble. I really need your financial support right now. It could be the last time you ever get an InfoWars t-shirt or a book or a film or water filtration or infiltration or shortwave radio or all. There's thousands of amazing items at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got great things like BrainForce Ultra, an amazing, fast-acting, very clean, very special nootropic. Before you take a test or before you're tired from working all day, you're about to go out on a date. Whatever it is, a very clean but really amazing game-changing nootropic. It's back in stock, 40% off. And we're running a sale where all the t-shirts that we've made over the years, over 100 designs, are being sold at cost, except when I made that announcement a few weeks ago, they went, hey, you got 7 orders of new shirts coming in. So 6 of the 7 will be sold at cost, but one shirt, the Alex Jones Was Right shirt, really nice fabric, really high quality, we're selling it for $24.95, so we make $18 on it to fund the operation. That is a fundraiser shirt. The Alex Jones Was Right fundraiser shirt. And it's got InfoWars.com, beautiful on the back. Talk about triggering libtards. Talk about meeting like-minded people. This is an adventure every time you wear it. In a blue area, you'll see what happens. Most people actually will like you, you'll find out. In red area, you'll probably get carried around on folks' shoulders. The point is, we need your support now. We need you to take action now and not wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need your help to stay on air. We're in the critical part of the battle now. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on.
I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Ban.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Ban.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In the final days of the Republic, unless humanity awakens and unless our leaders stand up and say no. Unspeakable hells are already upon us. Well, you can say what you will about Vladimir Putin. He's extremely bold, and he knew that NATO and its infrastructure and its militaries, including U.S. Special Forces, was waiting for the invasion and had overthrown the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine and was trying to lure Putin into a war. And they now brag about that on CNN. They brag about it in ABC News. They brag how the CIA overthrew the elected government 8 years ago and was hoping to get Putin into a proxy war. And the Russians gave them exactly what they wanted. And it is incredible. I spent a lot of time yesterday today watching the clips on Twitter and on Telegram and all the rest of it, or Telegraph, and of the battles going on. And it's just unprecedented. And now Russia's using strategic bombers to bomb out the Azov battalions that are refusing to leave. They're wiping them out city by city. And Putin has said that that is his main mission, is to take out those Western-trained NATO groups. There's also finding a lot of passports of Americans on the dead bodies, and so there's a lot of U.S. Special Forces are being killed, obviously, going on right now. And I wish that wasn't happening, because I have people I know and friends that won't tell me exactly what they're doing, but they're over there fighting the Russians right now. So this is a very, very sad situation, ladies and gentlemen, because we're fighting for George Soros over there, and the West did start this fight with the Russians. I'm not lionizing Vladimir Putin. I'm not wishing the war happened. But the people that hijacked our country, the same ones dissolving our borders, the same ones teaching drag queen story time, federal funding, the same ones pushing burn down billions of dollars with Black Lives Matter, the same ones are trying to take our guns, the same ones trying to shut down U.S. farmers, the same ones at war with us went over there and started this with the Russians because they'll make hundreds of billions off the war while they destroy the American people and the people of Ukraine and the Russians as well. And I've been watching national Russian television, their top shows, and they know every damn bit of this. They know they're fighting NATO. They know they're fighting British SAS. They know they're fighting American Delta Force. They know what's going on. And they've decided just to expend whatever it takes to win. And that means taking out the entire eastern area and setting up a new demilitarized zone, bare minimum. And I would expect Putin to declare victory in the next few weeks and take about a third of Ukraine. But this is a real war, and that racist, globalist, Tedros, head of the World Health Organization, said last week that it's racist that people are covering this, that no one cares about the civil war in his home country in Africa, Ethiopia, or no one cares. That's because there's not two sides with nuclear weapons. And that's because it's an ongoing decade-long civil war that he sat over and cut off supplies of his own people and a million-dollar cholera. He's a monster promoting Bill Gates' agenda. And to cover up his racism against third-world populations and his exterminist eugenics view, he says it's racist that we care about a proxy war with Russia that's already causing a world grain shortage and already causing explosions in prices because of Western sanctions? We're dumb to think a potential full-on World War III is bad. Now, I'd assure you, if people in Northeast Africa had nuclear weapons, we'd be concerned about a war over there. And we are concerned about it. It's the UN that ordered the lockdowns in Africa for over a year and a half that have caused tens of millions to starve to death. So I don't want to hear it from the brown-skinned author of African genocide, how because we're concerned about the Russia-Ukraine conflict that we're racist and we only care because it's white people. No, we care because it's the last place World War II was fought and 100 million people died. That's why. Because every analyst will tell you it is the hot spot for World War III and billions dead. That's why, Tedros. So you sit there and ride old Bill Gates' ding-a-ling. We know who you are. So stop acting like you're not the person who's the black face of Bill Gates to depopulate Africa, you murdering monster scumbag depopulation lockdown monster criminal. Man, it makes me angry. So let's move on to the next little piece of information here. Here is the actor, and I'm not against him because he's gay, but the gay porn actor report, you know, he's in all the stuff, you know, high heels, everything. Here he is, totally compromised. Zelensky warns we must prepare for Russian nuclear attack. Listen to this fear-mongering, which could make it become a reality. Here it is.
І не треба чекати від Росії, коли вона буде використовувати ядерну зброю. Світу не треба. Світу треба готуватись до цього. Готуватись по-різному. Не тільки антидоти, тощо там, да, бомбосховища. Але з ними треба говорити, підписувати бумагу, затиснути їх економіку так, щоб у них не було навіть думки про це. Ось що я маю на увазі. А треба очікувати від них. Вони можуть використовувати будь-яку зброю, я впевнений в цьому. Будь-яку зброю. І вірити не можна.
Okay, so TV viewers can read the subtitles. I'm going to paraphrase it for radio listeners. He said, we can't wait for Russia to launch a nuclear war. We need NATO to come in. We need a full-born war. We're already in World War III, basically. So more BS from him. The only way you're going to get a nuclear war is stuff like the West giving the Ukrainians and helping the Ukrainians fire water-skimming cruise missiles that sunk that battleship that was carrying reportedly nuclear weapons, the Moscow. So that's how you escalate things. And you escalate it by having helicopters and jets fly out of Ukraine and attack targets inside Belarus and Russia. Because Russia's argument is there's been 8 years of attacking the eastern border of Ukraine with Russia, which is true. We covered it 8 years ago. It's not like I'm just saying this now. I mean, when the CIA and George Soros overthrew Ukraine, they killed tens of thousands of people. And then they tried to drive Russians out of the country, but half the country historically is Russian. And so there's been a civil war going on. And that's why we've gotten to this point. Continuing. Not what we are seeing. U.S. intel officials reject Biden's genocide claims. Yeah, if there's any genocide, it is. I mean, we're seeing 100-to-1 war crimes by Ukrainians. And I'm being a little deceptive there because I haven't seen any Russian war crimes. If I did, I would show you in 1 second because the truth is what I have an allegiance to, not Vladimir Putin or the Russians. If I saw one Russian atrocity, I've seen nothing. And of course, I love how I was watching ABC News just the other night, Friday night, flipping around. It was like, oh, look, here's Ukraine giving awards to the survivors of Snake Island. Here's the man that gave the famous FU to the battleship Moscow. And, of course, I knew it was fake, told you it was fake. Anybody saying it was fake was censored. We knew it was fake, and now it's on the news. I also saw DW.com, German TV, was reporting about how they're getting awards. In fact, I'll play that next hour. I actually sent you guys that clip. It's German national TV, but it's in English. And it's like, oh, yeah, here it is. The guys found it for TV viewers. I mean, here they are. Oh, no one was killed at Snake Island, but those dirty Russians, they killed everybody at Snake Island. No ghost to Kiev, no Snake Island. But you know what? I got hours of footage. We've already played some of it, of them blowing people's testicles off, their kneecaps off, torturing them to death, hanging them. They love to put them in duct tape in torture positions. It's basically a crucifixion. You put somebody on their feet, you tape them up to a lamp pole, and it's crucifixion. You can't breathe. And they're crucifying Russians, and it's liberal. It's loving, like when the left has drag queen pedophile time, or they abort a baby, or keep a baby alive and sell its organs. It's liberal. I've seen hundreds of videos of streets lined with people they just thought were Russian sympathizers because they didn't like their accent, because they all speak Russian. But if the accent isn't right, they tape you up to light poles. They crucify you with duct tape. And then, oh, Zelensky's so good. Oh my gosh, he's so nice. It just makes me want to throw up. Hour number two is coming up. We got economic news. We've got election news. We've got mainstream news confirming the CIA was spying on Trump. Okie told you years ago. We've got the open border news. We've got so much to cover and a bunch of special reports. You thought hour number one was powerful? Hour number two is going to be powerful as well. And how do we fight the globalists? You take the feed from Infowars.com/show, or you tell folks about the local station you're listening to or watching, or you go to band.video and take the live feed from the Alex Jones section and share it. That's how we win. That's how we stop this. We'll be right back. Hour number two.
The newest product from Infowars Life is now available exclusively at InfowarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the Infowar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Seven-foot-tall robots are now making sure the slaves wear their masks in Texas. Christy Lee reports the video is on InfoWars.com right now. Please share it.
You don't want to do this!
Desire is irrelevant. I am a machine.
Welcome to Dallas Love Field Airport. All Ubers, Lyfts, taxis, and rental car shuttles are located on the lower level.
It's all right. I'm
to access
slaves,
the lower level,
gay.
Please use an elevator or
please
elevator.
Be gay. The attack of gay robots is here.
So this is SCOT, the 7-foot-tall robot. And you might wonder, what does SCOT stand for? It stands for Security Control Observation Tower. Because that's not creepy, right?
I told my wife that I was flying through here, and she was like, I can't believe you're going to see these robots. I was kind of laughing, but a burglar is always going to steal, right? Because they're always going to be a bank to steal. The robberies are never going to stop. So I don't know why a mask mandate is going to continue just to control what we've all had. I've had COVID 3 times.
The mask mandate has been extended for only another couple of weeks. So why is Dallas Love Field Airport testing out these mass surveillance machines, monitoring if you're wearing your mask?
This is not Cuba. This is America. We should just be left alone and common sense.
Getting ready for martial law.
Common sense has gone away.
Getting ready for martial law. New lockdowns.
But we need to stand up, and we just need to tell our leaders, hey, it's common sense.
It's as if they plan to keep extending the mandate and us covered in compliance. Robots and other surveillance means aren't only taking over airports, they're invading schools. Reclaim the Net says smart cameras are being used to target students without face masks. The Motorola Avigilon cameras are capable of face recognition powered by AI tech. Schools using cameras has risen from under 20% 2 decades ago to now over 80%. How about we turn those cameras around to the teachers instead of the students? Find out how they're really trying to indoctrinate children.
Please
what?
Come back and afford
oh,
to make
no,
a purchase.
No.
I'm sorry you're having
come
trouble.
Come on.
I'm
my kids
sorry
are starving.
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase. Your kids are starving. Carl's Jr. believes no child should go hungry. You are an unfit mother. Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Medical robots are also filling our hospitals. ZDNet notes there are critical vulnerabilities being uncovered in hospital robots, including bugs to hijack medical equipment from working, or even the robot's movement, crashing them into people or objects. Robots threaten livelihoods by taking over jobs. Science Robotics says the effects of robotics and artificial intelligence on the job market are matters of great social concern. France24.com says a California startup even wants to send tiny robots on a voyage into our brains. The more apathetic and compliant the populace becomes, is this where we're headed next? Shanghai has deployed these robot dogs and drones to enforce the city's COVID lockdown, according to Financial Times.
So speaking of surveillance, of observation, here's my observation. In the short time we've been at Dallas Love Field, we've talked to about 12 people. Only one person was willing to go on camera and voice their concern about masking, about the robots. All the other people felt the same way. They think the masking is ridiculous. They think the robot's creepy, but they're not willing to declare that publicly. This is our problem, apathy. Our country is getting what it deserves because of apathy.
Do we need to get away from this totalitarian control sooner than later, or is it too late?
I think controlling people is wrong. And I think monitoring people is wrong. I think we just need to get away from government and leave us alone.
Bingo.
Reporting from Dallas Love Field Airport, I'm Christy Lee.
Or is it fan.video right now? Stay with us. We'll be back.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks, we have special dry bags, we've got them for cell phones, we've got them for laptops, we've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
To hit something extremely important right now. Thank you for joining us in hour number two of this Sunday broadcast. And it's that I see this headline everywhere, probably 20 times a day without looking. And I turn on TV and the news and I see it constantly. And I turn on talk radio and it just won't stop echoing in my ears. And it's really bad. And a lot of people would look at it on the surface and say, well, that's good people say Joe Biden's an idiot. It's great people say he's a moron and that he's terrible. He's got the lowest approval rating ever reported of any president since they started taking these approval ratings 100-plus years ago. They were doing these back in the 20s. But the social engineers put him in there to take the blame. And if we don't blame the UN and the Davos group and the Council on Foreign Relations and the permanent bureaucracy that writes the white papers, that sets the policy, that brags they do. Well, what does it do then, knowing that Biden's a horrible person? It's all, oh, that horrible guy. He's the reason inflation was so high. He's the reason 10 million illegal aliens came in 1 year, 8 million. And then he goes away and it's all his fault. And then the people that did it don't get in trouble and are still embedded in both political parties. It is so elementary, but it's why they want me off the air. Because I'm not like the regular talk show host. I just want to cover every interesting story because it's interesting and try to keep you entertained. I'm trying to hammer talking points to get people to recognize it so that we can beat these people. And here's the talking point, the truth. If we don't identify the Great Reset and the New World Order and their plan, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. Bolsonaro, in every speech, talks about the globalists and the New World Order and how they're trying to screw them. Viktor Orban just won by almost 80% despite tens of billions of Western money to overthrow him in Hungary, because all he talks about is the New World Order and countering their policies, which creates what was it called? Prosperity. The American system. So I'm going to say it again. The New World Order is the enemy. If we're going to beat him, we've got to identify him. If we're going to stop it, we got to make everything about the New World Order. Because that's the policies of the corporations and the governments. Almost everybody just goes along with the ridiculous New World Order of there's 56 genders and we got to have open borders and don't call people invading invaders. Call them migrants and don't call it inflation. Don't call your enemy an enemy. No, call your enemy an enemy. Damn it. By the way, in the fictitious movie, it's excellent Rod Serling screenplay. What a patriot. What a great guy. Boy, I wish he was president today. I wish he was still alive. In Planet of the Apes, they go through a wormhole and a time warp, and Charlton Heston and his crew come back, but most of the crew's dead. But he survived in his stasis with one other astronaut. And they think they've gotten to another star, but no, they're actually on Earth. And at the end, he says, God damn you to hell. And you know the thing? He's not taking the Lord's name in vain. He's legitimately saying the people that nuked Earth and blew up New York City, when he figures out he's actually back home after a couple thousand years in a wormhole, he's just, you blew it up, you crazy people. You finally did it. And that's where I'm at, because I'm watching everybody blow up civilization. I'm reading Klaus Schwab's books about there are too many people. We will engineer the collapse and pose as saviors while we do it. And I'm like, no! You know what the collapse will look like. Because unless you're worth billions and have giant private jets and armored redoubts in New Zealand and Canada and in Hawaii, you're not getting out of there. I mean, this is going to be really horrible for 99.99999999999. It's not the 1% that are doing this. It is a tiny fraction. And I can tell you, major billionaires, major people, Bilderberg Group members, you name it, they don't want to be part of this. They don't like where it's going. They want to get out of this build back better, which means destroy civilization model. But if we cannot identify the social engineers and the fact that they're out to get us and the fact that they're out of control, we don't have a prayer in hell. And that's what I'm getting at when I look at these headlines of, oh, look, yeah, you guys are about to get taken out of office, about to be a big old landslide. Nobody likes Biden. He was put there to carry out the horrible policies to take the blame like a shield in a battle. And the globalists have the shield. It's getting all dented up, torn up while they're stabbing us. And when they're done, they drop him at the midterms, the next election. New shield. Now it's Kamala. And we all talk about how incompetent they are because a real leader doesn't want to run and be in power when they're scapegoated. So they choose an idiot like Biden to do it. This is 101 geopolitical manipulation. It's 101 statecraft. They even brag about it. They even admit it. Oh, how great it'll be. We'll get our agenda through and then he'll get the blame and we won't. And Biden just wanted to steal money and molest children. So he was more than happy to be the puppet. His wife was more than happy for him to be the front man. CNN admits Joe Biden's approval rating worst in elected history. Oh, well, CNN admits. Well, my goodness. Yeah, it's 30-something percent in skewed polls where they oversample Democrats 15 points. So if he's at about 30% and they oversample 15%, that means you're looking at about a 15% approval rating. Are you even surprised that that many people like him? So yeah, burn in hell, Biden. You little monster piece of crap, New World Order piece of garbage. But it stops there. The last thing we want to happen to him is for some leftist or some crazy right winger or some provocateur nut or the deep state to blame it on that to kill him. Because the only way they grab victory from the jaws of defeat is if they kill him, which, believe me, they're planning to do. You can look at every angle of this and say one of the biggest moves they've got is to kill Biden with a truck bomb or a missile or a low-yield nuclear weapon, and then we're in martial law forever. A whole globalist political party that runs the world empire is losing control and the world's awake to them. What do they do? desperate things. You know it in your gut. So what are you going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you better pray like hell. And you better get on your knees and repent. And you better warn everybody like a chicken with your head cut off. And if you work for the government and the system, you should be leaking and exposing and self-preservating for your family and common sense. We don't want civil war. We don't want violence. We don't want to attack federal buildings. We don't want to have Biden get hurt. We just want our own establishment to stop with the crazy town and back off civil war and back off World War III and back off all this loser crap. Please, can we just not do it? And I know it's probably all going to go to hell. We're not going to stop it. But, I mean, come on. So to left-wingers and right-wingers and gay and straight and whatever, folks, the party's about to be over. Klaus Schwab and the globalists are a human exterminist, death cult, transhumanist, crazy people. Go listen to Klaus Schwab. Go listen to Harari. Go listen to them. Everything I say, they say, but say it's good. There'll be no more humans in 2045. They're putting nanotech in the food to take our brains over. Come on, folks. We're not in a frickin' suicide pact with these people. Find God again. Find America. Find family. Find freedom. But whatever you do, reject the new world order now while you still can. And stop celebrating the fact that we have a senile crypt keeper as president to make America look bad and endanger the whole world. It shouldn't be a celebration that the FBI just caught staging the Whitmer attack. It shouldn't be. We should be sad that we have allowed things to get to this point in civilization. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago. We learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got
brought in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
More than one way to destroy the infrastructure and the economy and civilization. Complex civilizations are amazing. You can get 1,000 different things, 1,000 different times and places. But you can also then put a tremor into it that causes the whole thing to break. It's a very delicate and it's not my opinion. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the Club of Rome before him in the 60s, Bill Gates' dad, Planned Parenthood, the Extinction Rebellion cult they fund that blocks roads and attacks factories, and they want to end civilization. They're nihilist. And they go back to the Jacobins in the French Revolution. And if you don't know about them, you don't know about what you're currently facing. So you might want to research them. They wanted a 9-day work week, no more holidays, total enslavement, a ruling class that knew all the science, everybody else would not even be taught language. You go, funny, that sounds like what was done to black people when they were shipped over here from Africa. Yeah, exactly. It's called slavery for everybody. It's wrong. But the Christian idea from 550 years ago in the Renaissance and the Gutenberg Press and what we did here, we were never perfect, but the idea of human liberty, the idea of being able to live your own life, the idea of even the average white man being able to own property and do what they want. Before that, it was just lords and ladies had to be certified with the government all over Europe, all over Japan. Everything was royalty. China was the same. If you weren't part of the royal family or their licensed person, you couldn't do business. Everybody else was poor. So the U.S. was the first place, also the Netherlands to a certain extent, in Switzerland, right about the same time, 400 years ago, to say, we're going to let free men Doesn't mean whites that are indentured servants or blacks that are indentured servants, slaves. It was wrong what's happening to them. But for the first time, everybody freeborn, because slavery was all over the world then, from Africa to here, everybody freeborn can own property and license and do what they want and be as powerful as the king. Well, that threatens the monopolies of power. And then it's, hey, women and, hey, brown people. And America becomes the example of empowering everybody and all this wealth and all this incredible stuff. And then the very globalists that want to get rid of it come and go, oh, look, America wasn't perfect. Oh, look, England had slavery 300 years ago. Yeah, and they were the first to ban it and then had a bunch of wars for 100 years and lost probably a million sailors stopping it worldwide. But see, how do you take the country that ended slavery, England? England did it. Christians demanding it, or they would overthrow the government. And they'd just been overthrown by Protestant Christians right before that. So they went, okay, we'll end the slavery. Just don't overthrow the government again. Okay, we'll do what you say. We'll do what you say. Just stop. England ended slavery. England did that. America then followed that example. And then the very countries that lead the world in stopping that, we are to blame. We are bad, the Pope says. It's crap, ladies and gentlemen. And now, are you a slave in China under the CCP? Damn right. Are you a slave in many radical Muslim countries under Islam? Yes, you are. Are you free in America? You're so free here, the left says they want access to your five-year-old to teach them how to have sex, or they're not free. We're the far extreme. You got extreme fascism and authoritarianism and radical Islam and Chi-Com over here where they execute you if you're gay. And right over here we got America where we let pedophiles have access to children. Instead of following God's law and being tolerant, being loving and nice, but protecting our children and not letting people commit crimes, that's where we should be. Not over here in communist fascism. Not over here in authoritarianism, but over here in the middle of the real political spectrum. Instead, we're way over here, and you're never going to satiate the left. There's never going to be enough to make them happy. I mean, you know, like drag queen story time, where now the teachers in elementary school make the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds go to the school auditorium to watch their male teacher dress as a woman and shake their ass? It's all about stop me. Tell me to quit. No one ever told me to stop. No one ever gave me parameters. No one ever stood up to me. And so now they're like, I'll get your children. I'm going to give them condoms. I'm going to teach your five-year-old daughter how to shove a sex toy in her. I'm going to teach your five-year-old son how to masturbate. And if you don't like it, I'll call you bad and you'll bow down to me. So you got the Muslims ready to put all the women in beekeeper suits and cut everybody's heads off. They don't do what they're told. Over here, the Chi-Com's doing the same thing. And then right over here, you got what America is. I don't know who's worse. You know, I got to say, probably the Chi-Com's aren't even as bad, or the radical Muslims, as the left. Because you don't see a bloodthirsty desire, even by the Muslims, to try to get the children and teach the children how to have sex with each other. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we better get back to God. We better get our act together right now, because we're going under judgment right now. And we look at, again, the headlines. Oh, Biden's an idiot. Idiotic policy, shutting off 1,000 pipelines or 2,000. Idiotic opening the border. It's not idiotic. He was ordered to shut this country down. He was put in there to put the carbon taxes in to shut us down so all our investment goes to China and Mexico and India, because the globalists own the people there, and they're going to own us soon. Biden doesn't have idiotic policies. He has New World Order economic warfare policies to totally bankrupt you and bring you to your knees so they can dictate the terms of your surrender. Biden isn't idiotic. The people behind him are super evil and have got their act together. And you better wake up to who they are, and you better stand up for your interests, or you're going to lose everything you've got. And I'll say it again. You can sit around and pretend that you're part of the power structure. You can sit around and play games all day, but you're not. This thing is evil and smells like death itself, because it is death. And I love the Chinese people, great people. So sad they're under New World Order slavery. So sad the Rockefellers with George Herbert Walker Bush went and took it over in the 70s and set this up. It could be such a beacon of freedom, such a beacon of ingenuity, such a beacon. But no, it could be the new America, but not. No, it's not. It's the New World Order command base now, and it runs our government, and it's running our country in the ground, and it's running lockdown drills right now to show us that we have to follow them and their Chicken Little scenario, and we cannot stand and let it happen. New lockdowns are coming. We'll talk about it when we come right back. It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this, you were born for this, and people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
we see Stephen Colbert. I'm not going to waste your time with the clip, but I've got it. It's on InfoWars. With the headline, Elon Musk to take over Twitter to censor. No, the globalists took over Twitter and all the rest of the media to censor. Elon Musk said he's going to take Twitter back to end the censorship. But what's the headline with Colbert? Oh, you want to censor it. He went on to say, nobody's censoring me. I can say F you, Elon Musk, all I want. Well, yeah, because that's an approved statement. So just, it's so elementary how they're lying and so provable to anybody who's awake that he's literally abusing his viewers. So we have this blast from the past. MSNBC has the daughter of the famous war criminal, Zbigniew Brzezinski, with the famous Psycho Joe got found with the dead intern in his Florida congressional office, but that's a side issue. MSNBC blast from the past. It's our job to control how people think, not Elon Musk. So here they are admitting it's their job to control your mind.
Who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters, they go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said. It's
right.
It's
so that's them claiming Trump wouldn't fix the economy, wouldn't get people jobs, which he did. And they're saying that's our job to control people's minds. Talk about saying the secret part out loud. I mean, these people are just master criminals. Totally pathetic. So let's take, I'm sorry for TV viewers. This clip's been out for a few weeks, but imagine a big, giant, fat woman, probably weighs 500 pounds, walking into a McDonald's and shaking her ass 1 foot in front of small children's faces, unannounced. And I was at the mall yesterday getting a present for my mom, and I saw that the ads on a lot of the new stores were like giant obese women like this woman. So that was her hiking her leg and pissing on them. She goes over to a family of evil white devils who deserve it. She's a black lady, and she probably weighs... probably 500 pounds, excuse me. Each leg weighs at least 200 pounds. And she goes over and does this, and then because they don't like it, they're bad, the internet and the media said. So that's the mind control here, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to get to these clips because these are really, really important. These are clips from a new Tucker Carlson documentary that part of it got shot on little piece of land that I have here in Austin, Texas. I didn't go out to the shoot, but let me tell you, I sent the crew out there because Tucker's producer wanted to use a Central Texas piece of property to shoot at, and so they shot some of it. So they do kind of the manly man type deals. But the issue here is that this isn't just the end of man. This is the end of the humans as we know it. And what we need to counter all this is men standing up and men being men. So here's a few clips from Tucker's new documentary.
One of the biggest stories of our lifetimes is the total collapse in testosterone levels in American men. Those levels are declining by roughly 10% per decade, completely changing the way people are at the most fundamental level. NIH does not seem interested in this at all. It's not a big deal. We think it is a huge deal. So we want to know what's causing it and what you can do about it. That's the topic of our upcoming documentary called The End of Men. Here's a look at the trailer.
Yeah, that's my 50 cal getting shot right there. This is, and again, he's putting a red light on his testicles, which boosts testosterone. This will trigger the libtards like nothing you've ever seen.
Then. You're in hard times. Well, hard iron sharpens iron, as they say, and those hard times inevitably produce
ice baths.
Men who are tough. Men who
Joe Rogan does it every day. He looks great. He looks incredible.
Are strong enough to survive.
Then raw
they
eggs.
Reestablish order, and so the cycle begins again.
Okay, so there you go. Definitely going to trigger the libtards worse than his January 6th documentary. And I mean, I'm glad they shot part of it here in Central Texas with us, but just obviously a lot of entertainment value to this. Again, designed to absolutely trigger the leftists. But this is, I want them to stop putting chemicals in the water that makes the frickin' frogs gay. Because the atrazine, the testosterone down by 90%, the sperm down by 96%, Western men, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, they're losing their sperm count. The genital sizes are shrinking. We are being chemically hit by design, the globalists admit it, with things to get rid of men. And you see them saying masculinity's toxic, being a leader's toxic, standing up for your family's toxic, because they want a bunch of people that they can roll right over. That is their plan. So I'm really, really glad that Tucker's doing this, and I can't wait to see it, but who can deny sperm counts down over 90% in the last 50 years? Who can deny fertility's way down? Look it up. It's not debatable. But I remember even Stephen Colbert and others making fun of me as a talking point years ago that Jones claims they're emasculating us. Jones claims there's an attack on men. Excuse me? Type in. University teaches all masculinity bad. Men are bad. Hollywood women raise their sons as daughters because men are bad. This is a sick globalist cult of banks that have already conquered us and have robots taking over right now that don't want any men that could possibly resist it or stand up to it. But I trust the women as well. They're going to stand up. But that's where we are. We're going to go to break. Got a bunch of clips. Final 10 minutes coming up, next segment, or 11 minutes, next segment, then the War Rooms. Great host comes in here. I tell you, Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer and Christy Lee and Harrison Smith has been out of the park good, and it's 6 to 8 p.m., only 6 minutes of ads an hour. All the network ads have been canceled. It's on radio and TV. Only local station ads are there, 6 minutes an hour. Very exciting. 2 hours with Sunday Live, Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m. I've been doing Alex Jones Live here Sunday for 16 years. Been doing the weekday show at 11 a.m. for 25 years. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air, and I want to just say this. We have hit our main point. We have entered our Valhalla. We have come into our own. The world knows we were right. We're doing our most important work ever right now. And so now is the time to share the links from InfoWars.com. Black Sheep, Verboten, Outlaw, True, Americana, The Essence of Victory. And now is the time to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So our most important work is now happening this minute. We are entering the most important period in our entire existence here, 28 years. So I ask you, spread the word about the broadcast, pray for the broadcast, and buy products because I am completely maxed out. I had a small savings of like $3 million. I've almost blown through that, keeping all the great crew employed. I don't want to get to a point where I stop buying product out in the future because anything we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com, we have in stock. But I'm in the catch-22 right now of not having enough money to buy future stock to be able to be on the future. So I just stop buying product, run for 6-8 months with plenty of money, and just shut it down. It's been a big run, folks. Or will you buy a lot of extra product right now so I can buy more products in the future? I need your help. I'm not a BSer. Believe me, we won't be here in 8-9 months if you don't support us. Please do today. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a film. Get a t-shirt. Sign up for AutoShip. Conditional 10% off. Whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and buy some great products. Or InfoWars will go the way of the Goonie Bird right when we're hitting our stride, the most important point in our history.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer
shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be.
All right, final segment here on the Alex Jones Sunday edition. Owen Schroyer and Sunday Lives. Coming up here just in a few minutes, they'll be taking your calls and a lot more. But let's run through these other stories. I've already mentioned some of these, but I want to drill into them right now. Court brief. Biden releases 756,000 border crossers, population larger than Boston, into American communities since taking office. And we went down there just a few months ago, and Border Patrol met with us privately and said, we catch 1 out of 10, and then Biden releases almost all of them, even convicted bank robbers, child molesters, arsonists, you name it. They catch men with kidnapped children. They just let them go. And now in a court brief, Biden releases, according to the Border Patrol, 756,000 people in the last year. And as Border Patrol said, they catch 1 in 10. So that number is closer to 8 million. 7.5 million. We reported an 8 million number 6 months ago from the border. There it is. Biden administration resumes secret charter flights of young migrants as young as 6 years old from southern border to Westchester Airport in New York. Got video of that. Where are they going? Who is getting them? Well, not supposed to ask that question. The FBI certainly doesn't, because they've been ordered not to. Well, they're now aiding and abetting the child trafficking, ladies and gentlemen, which is the very essence of this evil. Here's another report here out of Zero Hedge. Teen opioid deaths have surged 356% thanks to rise in fentanyl. Millions of deaths the last few years from this. But, oh, don't worry. They're looking for white supremacists. They're looking to censor everybody. Here's another report. Fourth bus of illegal migrants. How about just invaders, to stop using the UN name, from Texas border arrives in Washington, D.C. And they're saying that Abbott's committing a crime shipping him there. Maybe he is, but what about the crime of letting him in? And why are they being sent to Martha's Vineyard? Because they don't care if you dump them off in D.C. Dump them off in Martha's Vineyard at Obama's house. It'll stop real fast. Yeah, here's some of the footage of these little kids being offloaded to go God knows where. Here's the next report. Emergency alert. On the heels of rail carriers canceling grain shipments, CF Industry warns that fertilizer rail shipments are now being halted during spring planting. So there's not just massive shortages in fertilizer. Now they're halting the shipments of it. Again, the civilization is breaking down by design. Federal government approves release of millions of genetically engineered mosquitoes into California, the Western Journal reports, and Texas and Florida. GMO, created by Bill Gates to do God knows what. They're doing it totally illegal. Every Fed hiking cycle ends with default and bankruptcy of government, banks, and investors. All over the world, the bankers have run the same operation. Create endless fiat currency for themselves, buy up all the infrastructure, all the intellectual property, and then implode it all and leave the public with the debt, impoverishing them so you control them, and then pushing a universal basic income. And my one big criticism of Elon Musk now is he's lying. Oh, I'm anti-vaccine. Oh, I'm anti-censorship. And oh, but I want you to have a universal basic income because robots are going to replace you. We should decide to build a pro-human world and not a robot world. So that's some of the news we've got on that front today. Now let's move on. Let's move on to this story. Then I'll hit the Bill Maher clip here in a moment. But let's move on to this little stack. CIA bombshell, Zero Hedge reports, the suspend data was user-created. I like Zero Hedge, but man, what a weak headline. I read the article. I followed the links to corporate and government filings. It's a great report. And I'm like, it ought to be CIA confirms in federal filing they illegally spied on candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, and President Trump. What a scandal. I mean, Nixon had people break into his competition's psychiatrist's office, and it was the worst thing on earth. But they do it, and it's no big deal. And you read the article, the CIA confirms they were spying on Trump, and they confirmed that it was made-up data by Hillary's lawyer, all of it. But they still followed it and did it. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible to live here in this day and time and to see this happening. Here's a quick clip that's really illustrative of where we are and how people not joining the pro-human movement, people not joining the American movement, people not joining the new Renaissance movement are fools. I don't care if you're an academic. I don't care if you're in the government. I don't care if you're a private sector. I don't care who you are. Why would you join in on something that's anti-human and will destroy society and pro-war? So Bill Maher was here last week on the Joe Rogan podcast down the street from our studios. And Bill Maher tells Joe Rogan, Dems, the party of no common sense, will get their ass kicked to the midterms. I'll play part of the clip. The full clip's on InfoWars.com. But the reason it's important is Bill Maher's been part of the establishment. He's gone along with it, but now he's anti-lockdown, he's anti-vaccine, because he gets that he'll be destroyed in the process. Why should he be part of something that is destructive to his own life? Even the parasites are going to get it at one point or another, that going along with Klaus Schwab, it means you're the chump. You're not going to have prosperity. You're not going to have stability. You're not going to have checks and balances. You're not going to have due process. You're not going to have a social safety net. You're not going to have a social contract under the New World Order. It means a broken social contract. It means a hellish, depopulated, impoverished, feudalist, dangerous, horrible system. So please, whatever your reason, self-preservation, or you love God here on Easter, do the right thing and don't be part of this. Here's part of what Bill Maher had to say.
Well, I think that's because we are both seen as people who are sort of like commonsensical. And that is what there is a hunger for, I think, in America more than anything, is common sense.
Yes.
The away from the extremes. I mean, when people say to me, you know, don't you think you've gotten more conservative? No, I haven't. The left has gotten goofier.
Yes.
So I seem more conservative, maybe, but like, it's not me who changed.
Yes.
I feel I'm the same guy, but 5 years ago, you know, we hadn't spent $6 trillion to stay home. I mean, I understand we had to do something with the pandemic. I'm not sure that was, you know, I mean, I remember when $1 trillion was too much to spend on anything. We didn't spend $1 trillion to bail out the economy in 2008. So we didn't do that. 5 years ago, no one was talking about abolishing the police. You know, there was no talk about, pregnant men, and, you know, I mean, there was looting was still illegal.
Right.
You know,
isn't that crazy?
There was just, have I changed? No, because if someone had said 20 years ago, I'm not sure looting is a bad thing. I would have opposed it then.
Yeah.
See, I haven't changed. But that, I think, is what there is this hunger for, is this sort of common sense. Centrism is such a wishy-washy word.
Hey, Bill, let me help you. It's called civilization. It's called a social contract. People are hungry for a government and corporations that aren't out to kill them. But Klaus Schwab and the left believe there's too many people, so they believe they're collapsing civilization for our own good. Figure that out, Bill Maher. I know Joe Rogan knows. He's finally getting it. Or we're all screwed. I'm not on some high horse here. I don't want to be better than Bill Maher or Joe Rogan. I'm just saying, get with the program or we all die. And then the money you've got means nothing in a collapsed civilization. The globalists or psychopaths, they've got to be opposed. Please financially keep us on air. I need your support or we're going to start imploding. With the supply chain breakdowns and the inflation, we can't be here. We need your support. So thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and getting great supplements, great books, great films, great t-shirts, whatever you do. I want to thank you all for your support. I want you to redouble your efforts because without you, we are going to shut down just like America is. America needs your help. So do we. Owen Schroyer is about to take over.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in. That's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 group does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.